Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. You can. We are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. You can check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
That is all accurate information. Also, if you'd like to become a patron, you could go to patreon.com/jandjack. Or jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. Check out the different levels there for support. Amazon affiliate link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. If you want to check out the other shows on the Jay and Jack Network, you can go to jayandjack.com/iTunes. So we are here to discuss The Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 6. I didn't bother to look up the name of it. Shit. Let's see what's the name of the episode here.
Episode 6.
Episode 6, The King, the Widow, and Rick.
Rick the Prick.
Right. That was interesting.
Rick
widow
the Prick.
Widow and Rick.
The King, the Widow, and Rick.
I mean, I can see why. I don't know. What are people finding? What do people know of Rick?
You
only
mean like
what
people
they've heard
outside of the group,
outside of the people that know Rick's a good dude. You know what I mean? Like who? Oh. What do they?
Well, whatever information and propaganda that Negan has fed him.
Okay, yeah, that makes
because
sense.
Negan's made him look like a murderer and a
how though? He made him look like a bitch. Like, he embarrassed, he emasculated Rick in front of everybody, and...
Yeah, but then didn't kill him. And look what's happening now. People
yeah.
are starting to doubt the whole Negan.
You think they're thing. Starting to doubt the whole Negan thing, rather than they're just hating Rick for going against what they consider to be their thing? You know, like, they've chosen sides here. I don't know.
It's so weird that it could be like that, ain't
from
it?
The other side, just, it's like, you're fucking up everything, dude. And just like, in the same
yeah,
way that Negan
people,
fucked up everything for them.
There's some, yeah, see, like, there's got to be some people, though, that Negan wronged along the way.
I mean, Rick, I mean, our group, in the same way that Rick, that Negan fucked up all of Rick and everybody else's lives, Rick could be doing that to Negan's crew,
yeah,
you know,
the
underlings
that,
there might be thinking that he's coming in like a Negan and fucking everything up for them. You know what I mean? Just in a slightly different way.
See, it's all a matter of perspective.
Right.
Our perspective is mostly Rick. So
that would be interesting to get like a on the floor first person, you know what I mean? Like a random person story. Like we follow a random person in the compound.
I mean, it would feel like we were under a fucking attack.
Yeah,
we feel like
sanctuary.
Somebody was trying to end our way of life at that point at the sanctuary.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I get the perspective, and Negan's been able to play that
to make it Rick the Prick. I mean, he is killing people, but
I mean, without hesitation, like taking out compounds, like this is war.
Yeah,
and that's the excuse everybody's using, right?
Yeah, pretty
this
much
is war.
Yep. So, I don't know. This one starts with everybody passing around notes with the efficiency of email in Game of Thrones Season
yeah, no,
7.
Right. Do they have ravens? Is that what's going
yes,
on here?
They have ravens. But they all were getting notes, and everybody was reading them, and that was a bit confusing in terms of when things were happening. Was it all going simultaneously?
I mean, that's... Yeah. That's kind of what I was like. Do they have the Pony Express? Like, what is happening? Like, how did they get these notes? Who brought them the notes, right? Like,
right. Somebody probably went and dropped the same notes everywhere. I don't know. But
oh, you think it's like a Dropbox thing? Well,
yeah.
You know, they got to be all in the same area. So I guess they could be, you know, circling around.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you know, Rick's going back
like
to the garbage
pail. I feel like it's part of
Rick's
plan. I feel like it's all of this is still part of his plan for the most part, other than the prisoners. Everything else is still what he had set up.
What do you think Rick would do with the prisoners?
I don't know.
Do you think they'd already be dead?
Possibly. I think it's probable that Rick wouldn't be the good guy and just like, yeah, you can. Do you think he's going to give the Daenerys speech? You know, the bend the knee kind of thing? And give them an
like,
option?
Okay, like, that's it. That's the only way to handle that situation.
Right. Yeah, you're either in or you're dead.
You're in or we're going to fucking kill you right now.
Like,
right
now. That's it.
Like, we built you a pen. Yeah, we to give us some time to decide what to do with you.
Right.
Now here's the deal.
I bought into Dwight being made into a sympathetic character, but if they try to turn snarky long hair in somebody sympathetic.
No, if they
that, the show's amazing. If they pull that off and make me not hate that fucker, every time he goes to talk, I just hate his face.
It's supposed to be like that. But he was supposed to be like that with Dwight.
Right, but I just had a feeling, man.
You were right away about that.
They were going to twist that shit around on us and make him somebody that we were like, aw, poor guy.
I'm still not so much like, aw.
I know, but he's trying now, and that makes it even more sympathetic.
That's all right, though, because what's her name?
He's going to be fucked soon.
Fucking Tara, that's her name?
Yeah, Tara and Daryl.
Terrell.
There you go. That's good. So, the garbage people open the door to a shipping container reminiscent of late seasons of Dexter or early Dexter. I'm pretty sure that was the original. Anyway.
Look like big ass bullet holes in the side of that thing.
You think those were bullet holes or like glory holes? I mean, they're garbage people.
Glory
they're
holes
not idiots.
For rhinos? What are you fucking talking
for
about?
For rhinos?
Like, those holes were huge.
No, his eyeball was looking out
it
at
wasn't.
Like that.
His whole face. It was the whole side of his face was looking out. It wasn't just his eyeball that. It was a big-ass hole. Like that one of those 50 calibers could make in the side of a building. That was not a little tiny hole he was peeking out of like that.
Okay, let's check this shit out.
It was a horse glory hole.
A horse glory hole. It's literally the last scene, so we should be able to find that pretty easily. Look at that. That's his eye.
That's a big-ass bullet hole.
You think so? I mean, look at the way the other one's carved.
Bullet hole, but glory hole is not a feasible thing here.
Oh, no, I was kidding.
I know you were, but what else could it be? That's
but
a big-ass
bullet
hole.
Does that one really look like a bullet hole so much? Or isn't that kind of like it was stabbed and then bent all four sides?
Who could do that?
The garbage people. Maybe they did it for air, just to make it so that that's their jails. Go on.
With what?
I don't know.
No, you are. Could you do that?
Well, I mean, I'm not
with
a garbage
your own
person.
Strength? I don't fucking think so. You just pick up something and pierce the side of a fucking shipping container? No fucking way.
But I mean,
I don't know, I guess you were right.
I mean, they're not massive, but still. Yeah, I was just thinking, what kind of gun could shoot that big of a hole, was all I was thinking.
The big-ass gun that you used to mow everybody the fuck down.
The 50
episodes.
Calibers?
Yeah,
but this is in the junkyard, so to speak.
They exist. Okay, bullet holes aside, like looking at that again with the different shaped holes, it looks more like maybe they did poke it
something.
With something.
Yeah.
But, like, oh,
yeah, good luck stabbing through the side of a garbage can. What the fuck?
Forklift, maybe something like that. They drove through.
Right,
it had to be something like that. There's no way somebody's just like, it's not. That's not a thing.
They got the spiky dude to ram his head into it a few times.
Still not a thing. He could ram all he wants. He's not poking a hole inside.
He's not
the
poking
container.
A hole there. So we go to the opening credits, and yeah, as they whip open the door, there was nothing in there. So I mean, there was nothing that we saw anyway. It was that literally just foreshadowing Rick going into it at the end. The garbage people opening the door and then it going into the opening credits, you know?
Oh, they were just throwing him into their little prison or whatever.
But
it
wasn't even, he wasn't there yet. Like, they literally just were walking around before Rick was there and opened the door and it swung open and then boom, opening credits. Like, it was meant to be all.
It was just a cool shot.
Yeah, it was really fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't think it was meant to see, like.
No? Yeah, maybe not. So
after a split second, I thought, it was like, what are they doing, making more spiky heads? What do they call that thing? Frank? Something like that?
I can't remember.
What was his name? Something weird like that. They named the,
I really don't remember,
the spiky head demon thing or whatever it was.
So what do you think about the Jesus kind of being soft on the prisoners and feeding them? And
dude, that's a tough moral thing. And it's not a new conundrum. Like, it's like, this is like the prisoner of war kind of situation. Like, it's what do you do with them? You like, under the rules of war, if there is any,
yeah,
which there kind of are. Like, if you're at war, like, I like.
Well, and what do you what would you consider the rules of this war?
See, no, that's what kids, see, like, I understand. Like,
kids have been killed.
They're this is a different world, not like there's a Geneva Convention or anything like
that. No, yeah, yeah, it's not, you know, like, I mean? Now. Like,
but
per
like
se,
even in regular, like, old time, like way back in the day, medieval warfare and wars, there were certain things you just didn't do,
like just unwritten rules, code, yeah.
Yeah, like you just don't do. And I don't really know what I was getting at there. What my whole point was. What were we discussing right before that?
I mean, just them, what they should do with the prisoners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. It's so Jesus is trying to do the right thing, what he believes to be the right thing, which makes sense. Any compassionate
yeah,
human
Jesus.
Being.
Yeah.
That aside, anybody with any kind of compassion right. would not want to murder an entire group of people, even though that group
of
people.
Do you think Maggie doesn't have compassion
then?
Because, I mean,
see, she's trying to be. I think she's trying to. She does have compassion.
Well, yeah, because she ends up not
she's
killing
still grieving
him.
Grieving a little bit for Glenn, right. So she, like, revenge is on her mind, but she knows Jesus is kind of right. Like, we have these people surrendered. If you say, I surrender, like, that's one of the rules, the white flag. I surrender.
Gotcha.
You shouldn't shoot me
that
in the face
one.
Because I surrendered. Like, that's, like, they surrendered. So
yeah,
what,
that should be on the list of.
That's of the if it's their unwritten rules, there should be no list.
There's no list. On the imagined list.
The imagined
yeah.
list. You know what I mean, though. You like, that's, they surrender.
So they have to
so,
bring
like,
him in.
But these people have done. It seems like every time one of them gets cornered, they have like a sob story ready to go. Like, I think that's one of the training, like one of in the Negan playbook. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're cornered, like, make up a sob story. You're not a soldier. You're a fence builder.
Right.
You know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but
I don't
that
believe
guy by the end ended up seemingly being on the side of let's
almost.
play the game
almost
by stopping
but, like the
guy.
One dude that Jesus ran into in the building with him and Tara, he played the whole sob story. He pissed himself
right
on purpose. He's like, you know how long it takes to piss yourself? Yeah. Like, and then, like, you know, so I it's hard to believe any of these people.
Okay, fair enough.
So what do you do with them? And it is a dangerous proposition, letting them inside the walls. You know, if they get loose out of this barbed wire prison, which is, I mean, like, let's be realistic here. Like, it's just barbed wire. Like, it's not electrified. People can figure out a way around this shit. Like, you can take your fucking shoe and kick the shit off the side. You know what I mean? Like,
well, but there's people there with guns standing outside it, so they'd have to all do it simultaneously and not get shot.
Yeah, see, that all depends on human error too, though. Like, somebody's gonna fucking fall asleep.
Well, I mean, that guy probably could have done something in there had the thing knocked out of his hand, or got pistol whipped by Maggie right before he grabbed that other chick's gun.
Right. So that dude, like, see, okay, so are we seeing maybe some of the people that could turn to the good side,
right.
the good side, whatever you want to call it, our side, Rick's side.
Yeah, to be a Alexandrian or whatever. I mean, that's lame, but, and it's almost weird hearing Rick talk about those communities specifically. He's like, the kingdom, the hilltop, and Alexandria, blah, blah, blah. He's got to realize that that's such a small area that they've covered.
There's got to be more.
There's got to be hundreds of other groups.
I'm on your side with this. Like, I'm almost hoping that we get
a bigger picture,
a world buster. You know, like the pull out to the Dharma village kind of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where we see. This is just right. And, like, who knows? Like, the rest of the communities around them could all just be getting along. It's all peaceful.
Yeah, it's
like,
all good.
You just, like, everybody's good. Like,
they put a big fence around
you
them.
You guys are just fucking fighting and killing each other? Right. We've been out here, like, just farming, and, like, we've cleared out of the zombies. We're good out here. Like,
yeah, no, we figured out that all you had to do
is. We just kept dumping
was
the guns over the fence and just let you guys kill each other. Psychopaths. That would be like the world.
Just
like it's like the 1950s and shit. Like, everybody's wearing white skirts and all happy
right.
and fucking building new communities.
It's black
and
white.
It's black and white.
So at the hilltop, Gregory's acting like it's so hard to be the leader and says it's okay to follow her gut on the Jesus issue.
Assuming he thinks he knows what her gut is saying.
Right.
Right. That guy's an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who seems to be fucking with Jesus' head stops the smartass from using the rock. Aaron keeps... Oh, wait, no, wait a minute. Where did I fucking skip the part where... Oh, yeah, Maggie says to bring him inside. This is where I was getting to. Gregory says they can't let people they don't trust run around inside the walls, and then they put him in the cage.
Right.
Like, yeah, you fucking idiot.
Obviously.
How did you not see that coming?
And then he cries like a little bitch.
Oh, my God, he was such a little bitch.
It was pathetic.
So, I mean, that's basically the end of that story other than him stopping the guy with the rock. And, well, Aaron keeps forgetting that Eric is gone. Maggie sympathizes, says it doesn't really get any easier. She's holding Gracie. And Jesus thanks Maggie for doing the right thing. And she's like, look, man, they might be useful for bargaining. If they're not, they go and die.
Right. Like, so she wasn't even entertaining the fact of absorbing them into the community.
No, I don't think so.
She's like, we could use them to as a bargaining chip. Okay.
Yeah, like they can trade for our people, maybe.
If there's any prisoners, right.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron wants to make sure they win, and Enid wants to go too.
So do we hate Eugene now?
Do we hate him? No. I mean, I only don't hate him because of the guy performing him or playing him, because he does such a good job delivering those lines in such a douchebaggy manner that he sounds like such a robot.
But he's got, like, Asperger's or something, right?
Well, I mean, maybe the character does.
Obvious. That's what I meant. I didn't mean the actor. Didn't he say that he had it or that he was on the spectrum or something like that at one point?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that Eugene has said that at one point.
Oh, that sounds like something he'd say.
Or had Asperger's.
Okay.
Like, those are two different things. But, you know, like,
right.
It's the behavioral things are similar.
Right, like, right? Sawyer's autistic. I don't think he has Asperger's. We've never had any diagnoses in that regard, but he's on the spectrum of autism.
Right.
You know, so Sawyer, my son, not Sawyer from Lost. That would have been weird.
Right. See, now you look all short and you're slouching.
Well,
I'm trying to sit up straight.
I was slouching.
You yelled at me for slouching and then I look short.
Fair enough.
I'm taller than you and you're all short.
Okay, so then I'm going to go back to Jerry. He's acting like Ezekiel's still king, standing outside.
He's got a brand new battle axe.
He does.
Axe-man.
Let's see.
The axe-man cometh.
At the Garbage Pail Kids, Rick is here for another deal.
If that's not like our thing. Like, everybody's calling them that, right?
No. It's just... I don't think so. I think just like junkyard people, I genuinely don't know what they're calling them.
The Garbage Pail Kids was like the first thing that came to mind.
The communities that exist around The Walking Dead online are garbage. Like, they're cancerous. People are fucking assholes in it. And they spoil shit all the time.
it's not a healthy fun.
There's no healthy discussion. Everybody's bitching about the show. And
that's
like,
no fun.
It's not, that's why there are elements, and I'm not going to not call them out, but
you know
at the
what?
Same
there's
time,
a...
I enjoy this show very
so do
much.
I. There's a lot of that, just to go on the same, there's a lot of that going on with the community of the game that I play.
Yeah.
Destiny. There's just like people bitching, but not offering like any, like, I know they don't work
no
for the company.
No constructive criticism.
But it's not constructive criticism. Right. You're right. It's not, oh, this fucking sucks. That's it. Like, you're like.
Yeah, why?
Oh, like,
how?
Here, like I don't like this because this is why. Like, that's what I want to read. Like, I don't want to just read, this sucks. This sucks. Oh, yeah, this sucks. Oh, yeah. I hate this.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's just...
Like, and you know what?
The Walking Dead one's just nitpick, dude.
And it's kind of like I'm looking at, like, wow, I'm still
bitching
really...
about that driving scene.
I'm still really enjoying the game. Like, I'm, like, Destiny. I'm still, like, again, we're enjoying The Walking Dead. But, like, yeah. See, I don't know. That's part of the reason, like, I don't... It is cancerous and it's depressing to read sometimes. That's why I don't.
I just wanted to. I like the Lost ones, because you could always Game of Thrones, even to a degree, you can go there and for the most part not get spoiled on stuff, because Walking Dead and Game of Thrones obviously had stuff at some point that was ahead of where they're at. Game of Thrones doesn't anymore, but like, you know, they're just shitty about book spoiling to, stuff, and you know, I don't
the,
know.
One of the, you know what one of the best ones was, and who he had one of the most like interactive, like it wasn't even a community, it was like three or four people that we were talking back for. It was for Sense8.
Yeah,
we had like a lot of feedback, a lot of talking to other people about that show, and it was like.
Well, that was, I mean, yeah, that one was good. We just kind of, I never watched any more than we podcasted.
A porn company offered to pick up that show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it ever went through or anything. They didn't. But because it was like a dumb name. Like, it was like Porn Hamster or some stupid shit like that. It was really
Porn
like,
Hamster?
It was a.
Oh, hashtag Porn Hamster.
I don't know what it was. I swear it had something to do with a hamster, though.
Okay. Let's see.
It was like, yeah, that's not a good name. Like, I just wouldn't. I think of that song, Eminem song.
Wait, who are we talking? What name?
Porn Hamster. Like, whatever the name was. It was dumb. It was like a dumb name, like Triple X Hamster. It was stupid. It was like a stupid name. For, like, if it was Pornhub, okay, yeah, but it wasn't that.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
So Rick shows up at the Garbage Pail Kids to make another deal. He's like, I would have still been mad if you shot me. You just grazed me. Like, trying to be all tough about it. She's like, I shot you. Like, I totally shot you. He's like, yeah, no, you disgraced me. I'd so be pissed right now. Macho walk, you know.
Well, that's his.
I know. Why do they talk like they don't know fucking words? It annoys me so much.
It is difficult. Like, we had this discussion while we were watching it. Like, it is difficult to believe that these people could just, like, come up with their own weird dialect.
No, it's talk like a couple caveman. Of years. We talk cave person. You know, like fucking just slow and without words or without all the extra words. It's right. Oh, we have to.
Right.
Okay. So,
but you still understand.
I just
right?
figured out how they get there. I just logically figured out how it would evolve to that in only 2 years.
Okay.
Speak only what you must.
Because of the noise.
Because of the noise.
I mean, dude, like it's
that
it's,
makes sense,
it's
doesn't
efficient.
It? God, that's annoying like, that we, I just like, figured that
we,
out. In my
we were
head.
Sitting
Fuck.
There, like, watching the scene, and it's not like we were like, what is she fucking talking about? Like, you get it.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that's why.
So, like, if you're a normal person and you come along this community and they, like, absorb you into it, like, do you have to learn this weird, like, dialect, or is it just like you just kind of do it?
Yes. I don't know. I was trying to use minimal words.
It is.
Yes. I was just trying to use the least amount of words to answer your question.
Eh.
Well, she ends up saying that he shows them pictures of the Saviors being defeated, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, like he's holding the deal? Up Polaroids. Like, oh, look! And nobody in the background's like, hey, can I see that?
Nobody even cares, really, though.
Yeah, really.
You'd think people would want to see it, for one thing, but also nobody seemed to give half a shit that he was parading around with pictures of Negan in a compromised position. She just denied him, and he got thrown in the thing. I mean,
it's still just a power play. It's a weird. She's gonna make the deal.
You think so? I mean, he's not gonna die there.
Obviously.
I mean, that would be ridiculous. Armor. Yes, he has a bit of plot armor, even though he's naked in the container now, sweating.
Well,
he's
I
glistening.
Think he's only naked.
He's glistening in the two holes of the container.
The glory holes.
The glory holes of sunlight coming through.
Glory holes of sunlight. So we've had a Pornhub mention and glory holes of sunlight. Uh-huh. Welcome to our podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Michonne and Rosita, they're both healing but also not following the plan. And they're going out because they need to see the sanctuary, is what they both settle on. And they go to that place where they
always
find a warehouse.
The plan, man.
Right.
That's how shit fucks up. You don't follow the plan.
Right. That's
God
why.
Damn it.
That's what plans are for.
That's why it's a plan.
That's why it's a plan.
For fuck's sake.
Get all Seinfeld on it. You have a plan, so you follow the plan. Who told you to put the bomb on? I didn't tell you to put the bomb on. Who told you to put the bomb on? Ridiculous.
Have you like caught up on Curb, by the way?
Good yes, stuff. I good did.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't seen the last episode
yeah,
all
the
way,
one.
But
yeah.
it was pretty good from when I started. Let's see. Daryl and Terrell. God, it's fucking
Terrell.
Hard to say.
It's Terrell.
It's Terrell, yeah.
Terrell and Daryl. Terrell.
She
like
sees,
a pterodactyl.
She says he was
no,
right
was
to not kill
I'm
Dwight.
Sorry, that.
What?
That was a dad joke. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, God. So she says Daryl was right to not kill Dwight. She wants to kill him herself, though. And he's like, maybe both of us can.
We stab him together in the face.
Yeah, dual killing.
Dual killing. We both shoot him at the same time.
Let's see. Michonne wanted to be with them during the
battle.
And they're
doing this regardless.
What?
Of Dwight. Whether he's a good guy or bad guy.
Right, yeah. It's just going to happen.
I say good guy or bad guy because that's...
Sympathetic or not just, sympathetic.
Right.
That's an easier way to put it.
Necessarily easier.
Well, no, not words, but yeah, not wording-wise, but clearer.
Right. Because, I wouldn't call Rick a good guy. He's right. Just our character.
He's the protagonist of the show. Right. You know, he is the
guy who's just surviving.
Yeah. Michonne's bitching about wanting to have been there with them in this battle and says it's been a day and a half, so that's it.
Since the whole thing started. Since they
went to the sanctuary. The sanctuary. I always forget the name of that place. I don't know why. I just can never remember it. She needs to see it before she can go back home, and they hear something, and they go find the building with the...
They hear, like, music.
Yeah, like opera singing or whatever. Carl kills a walker in the... Or no, the guy kills a walker, Sadiq, kills a walker in the woods, and... He explained. Carl
set
comes
up a track for it.
Yeah.
So you trust this guy? I'm just jumping like right in. Do you trust him? I didn't at first, but
really?
Like, listen, if you're like, I don't know, man, he could still be a spy, a Negan.
He could be, but do you really think Carl's gonna go
get killed?
Yeah. Like he's out there in such a vulnerable position.
That's what I meant. Like there was like I was getting to that like the next scene like after they had their little interaction, he gives them the food and all that. Mm-hmm. Like the next scene is them like walking together and Carl's just walking in front of him.
Right, he could kill
like,
you. From
right,
behind,
he could just stab you in the neck. Like done. Right. Like you wouldn't even see it coming. But like, I guess if that's the opportunity, then yeah, he gets kill him and steal his whatever stuff that Carl has on him.
But I think that's why.
Why would there need
to
be a spy in Alexandria? I guess Negan knows the layout.
Yeah, I think
it's
we're
beyond the point.
Spies.
Yeah, it's beyond the point of subterfuge at this point. It's kill or be killed.
I like that.
The point of subterfuge.
Yeah, that's my indie band name.
Yeah, new band name. I call it.
Yeah, beyond the point of subterfuge.
Beyond the point of subterfuge.
How about just subterfuge?
How about just
Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac Trash Pants, new band name I call it.
So he asked him the questions, how many walkers, 237, give or take. How many people won, why the dead tried to kill him, but they didn't. And his mom thought that killing the walkers would free their souls.
Which is an interesting take. See, at this point, man.
And Carl said
I guess
had to
like
do
faith
what
is whatever,
said,
like
it
might
know.
Be one of the last things that you could hang on to in a world like this, but like Don't you lose all belief in any kind of deity if some shit like this goes down?
Okay,
like
here's the only thing that I have to say about that.
Still coming. There we go. Now that your beer has ejaculated.
Okay, so the only thing I was thinking about that is that my hand is wet. And now that was
because your
thing.
Beer ejaculated.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
What the?
What is going on? That was the strangest beer opening I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was weird.
It wasn't even. It was sitting there for the longest time. Like, how did it get?
Right, it didn't. The other one sort of did it too.
Okay.
I don't know. They may have been over cold upstairs in the freezer or in the thing. I don't know.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway,
good radio.
I forgot what we were talking about. Completely. Not a single clue what we were just talking about there. We were talking about whether he trusts the guy.
The point of subterfuge.
Yeah, the point of subterfuge. How many people he killed. I've lost it. 100%.
Me too. Moving on.
Anyway, yeah, the boy in the woods fighting the walkers, Carol chastises him.
Oh, about the deity is what we were talking
right.
about. You said you had one thing to say about... believing in a deity.
Whether there's a deity or not, in there, whether you believe.
Whether there's a deity. I'm saying whether or not people would believe in something like that at this point.
The thing that might lead you to believe in it is the fact that the dead is being reanimated. That seems a bit supernatural in its very existence, which might lead you to believe that something like that is more plausible than in what I would consider a science-based reality. I mean, I guess it is science-based, or can be.
Well, that's what it is. Like, we've already found that out. Like, the dude said it was a virus or whatever it was, right? Like, the dude in the CDC thing?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't a complete explanation, but it was something.
It feels like that's it almost. The very fact that there are zombies feels a little.
And I know that, okay, some people that are religious, I know that neither one of us are, but like some people that are religious and do believe wholeheartedly in that stuff would perceive it that way, I would imagine.
Right?
So yeah,
like
I guess.
This sort of reinforces it. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, but at that point you're like.
Everybody just looks for what they want to back up their own already made conclusions.
I understand that, but like, but while this is going on, you're like, okay, I do believe in God, but what kind of a God would do this?
Right.
Would be my next question.
Well, of course. I mean, yeah, it's like, was it set up in such a way that everything had to be fucked up so horrendously that it would finally, you know, all, look, I'm going to make all these people, the only way that it could be a race-ending thing is if these 500 factors all happen together and then we just figure out a way to do it as humans and then, you know what I mean? Like if all these, all these chess pieces could go in a terrible direction, but I'm just going to put them here lined up and see what they do. And then humanity, you know.
Feels like we're close to that in real life, right?
Oh, I was talking about real life. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's it. All right.
So,
kind of thought you were.
Let's see. So then, yeah, we see the little boy that turned out to be the blonde kid's brother. The blonde kid that got killed.
The little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that already.
I just forgot that he was his little brother. Right. And like when he said that, he's like, I got to find the people who killed my brother. It was like, oh, fuck. This is his story to a degree now. He gets to like.
He's part of the kingdom.
Right. But it's interesting to think now, like he now has his life's goal is to fuck these people up.
Yeah, but who would be able to tell him? Who would be able to tell him that that was the long haired skinny dude? Like, who would tell him that that was the guy that shot him? Does he know that? Like, he wouldn't know who that was, would he?
No, he would probably try to get somebody to kill all of them.
I guess
then,
the king would know.
If they were all
Ezekiel
dead.
Ezekiel would know.
In an Aaron from Attack on Titan kind of way, if all of them are dead, he wants to kill all of them. And if they're all dead, then he got the one that killed
us. He got the one.
You know, just a thought. I don't know, maybe.
It's a little dark, but...
right. So Carol ends up giving him a gun and letting him come with.
Right.
Let's see. Carl and Sadiq, they kill some walkers for Sadiq's mom. R.I.P.
He gets Sadiq's a little mom. Close for comfort there.
Yeah. He gets overpowered and nearly bit, and then he ends up killing him. And he says he's responsible for Sadiq now, and sometimes kids have to find their own way to show their parents the way.
Right.
Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, okay, so Michonne and Rosita, they sneak into a warehouse. Michonne accidentally kicks a ball.
Obviously.
And they start shooting at him. Rosita
finds
a smoke
grenade.
I think
that would be more Rosita than Michonne. Michonne's like a fucking ninja. Like,
right,
how would
but
she
she's
make that
damaged,
mistake?
Dude.
She, yeah, they both are.
Rosita finds some smoke grenades, and someone's whistling like Negan. It's probably Negan because
again,
all Negan.
One of the things that's in the playbook.
Yeah, just do the,
like all these people kind of do that sort of thing.
Yeah, Rosita has an RPG and she blows the guy up with it. It was awesome. Like, what did you think when that came on? Like when she was pointing it at him, did you think she was going to launch it into his chest?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's because he was a red shirt.
Okay.
If
yeah,
it would have been
enough.
like a somebody we'd met before,
like Simon or something.
Yeah, if it was if it was Simon, yes.
Like
yes,
that'd
like
be a
that's
fitting
a good
death.
Way for him to go.
Yeah,
being disintegrated by
RPG. Holy shit, that was awesome! That explosion. No.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it before. Like, it wasn't the first time I've seen something like that.
Oh, well, like, yeah, you play games.
It was a movie, no, it was a movie called Red.
Okay.
And it was a scene that made me laugh out loud.
Like, yeah.
Hysterical.
Okay.
Like, when John Malkovich steps around the corner with a grenade launcher like that, just boom, when a guy just explodes like that, just disintegrates into pieces. And I like, literally was like, ha ha! Like, it's a horrible thing to laugh at. Right. Like that, but, like, that's a great movie, by the way. I've never seen it.
So the girl ends up taking off in a truck with speakers making the noise they heard until Daryl smashes into them with a garbage truck, and they were going to try to lure the walkers away from the sanctuary,
right,
which makes perfect sense. That's really the only play they have. Try to get the walkers away from there.
And that was a woman driving that truck, too, that Daryl just got out of the car and executed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she deserved it. But I mean, as Michonne said, that was really fucking close. Like, if they had done that, they could have lost.
Gotten away.
If they had gotten away just then, but if they hadn't been there altogether, they would have done it.
Do you think that was to free up the sanctuary, or do you think that was to
lure
a horde towards Alexandria?
It was to absolutely to go to the sanctuary and lure all of them away so that they could get out and re-secure the place.
Right.
I'm positive it was that. So now they stopped him from doing that, luckily.
Well, yeah,
so
they destroyed it, yeah. It was a cool little setup, though, they had.
Right.
Like, dude, like, I'm sorry, man. You don't just stack a bunch of speakers. Like, there's a lot of wiring involved in
that.
Oh,
right. That would have taken a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We go to the
kingdom. Too bad the guy that did it just, like, he didn't get to see it get knocked over by a garbage truck. He was in pieces all over that warehouse.
Right. Well, okay, so Daryl and Tara show Michonne and Rosita the compound, or the savior, you know, the sanctuary, and Daryl wants to end it now, and he's like, "Let's just go end it now." Fucking idiot! Come on, dude.
I can do what? I just go in and
I don't know.
Find
but
Negan?
That was
like,
the
what?
End of their story for the episode, so we don't know. The last thing is
the last time we see Morgan, he was just walking off into the woods, right?
Right.
Okay.
He knew he wasn't right.
So he's going to show up somewhere.
And then Rick, she marks an A kind of a thing with a little.
It was like an X.
It was like at the top. It was like an A with a little accent mark off the top of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it was a weird little.
It was like making a short seven and then making it an A. It was weird.
Okay.
So I assume that means something in terms of what to do with Rick.
Right.
You know, and that was the last we saw of Rick. The other storyline was in the kingdom, Carol's about to shoot the door to see Ezekiel, but it's not locked. And he says he can't do what she wants him to do. He's holding on to the empty chain, which, I would say, it is not really much different from when he was acting before with the CGI.
No. Yeah, right.
Well, except they probably had somebody in a green screen. Or in a green
man
outfit.
So the tiger was all CG? Like, they didn't use a real tiger for any of those shots? No, I mean, like,
for any of those shots.
I think that's pretty good CGI tiger, if that was the case.
Exactly. It was well done.
I mean, that's like Disney-level CGI, if that's the case.
I mean, it's...
Are you sure they didn't, like, green screen the tiger?
I'm positive.
You know, like, have a trainer come in...
CGI tiger.
And see, like, film the tiger screens with a trained professional and then film the people with the empty chain and then put them together? Like, they didn't do like that?
CGI tiger. Yeah.
I mean, that's really fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Like, some of the best. Like, that's up there with Game of Thrones, if that's the case.
Right. No way. That's like, Once Upon a Time level.
What is?
Have you ever seen Once Upon a Time?
No, that's terrible.
Fucking worst
it
CGI
so
ever.
Bad. In green screen work, it's bad.
And I loved the first season of that show.
I love only the first season.
It was so garbage after that.
It turned into a dumpster fire after that.
A nightmare.
It is a dumpster fire full of Disney characters.
It's still going on.
That's incredible.
I mean, once they added the Frozen characters, I love that, like, the best part is this. When they started that show, Frozen didn't even exist.
Right. So they had to shoehorn it in there somewhere because of the Disney popularity. Dude, yeah, you're right. The first season of that show was good.
Like, it was
really
good.
It's garbage. And then the little spinoff they tried to do, did you ever see that?
It wasn't as bad
as
you didn't like
it
at all? It
was terrible.
Yeah.
Dude, when I saw
the Wonderland
Saeed
or whatever
floating on the magic carpet, I was like,
who?
Saeed.
Oh.
Naveen Andrews.
Yeah.
Floating on the magic carpet dressed as Jafar. I was just like, yeah, no, this is a tire fire. I'm done with this.
Why?
I know, it's terrible. And then when they like, I
but
don't
that was
even
like
know
Alice
how,
it was like a
I have
Wonderland,
no idea.
Right?
Yeah, it was something to do with Alice in Wonderland. I have no idea how they shoehorned the Frozen characters in, because I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch either,
so I don't know how they fit him in there or not, but Yeah, worst idea ever. And last I saw Jen and them watching, I thought I saw like the Little Mermaid, like Ariel and
Okay, I'm back in.
Like, how many characters can you possibly
all
fit?
Of them?
It's ridiculous.
For a season, Captain Hook, like, they do all those
God,
people.
God, that guy.
Okay, sorry, total tangent there. Back to stuff that people watching this give a shit about. At the kingdom, okay. So, King says he's been playing a part despite knowing the stakes were people's lives, and he's just like, I can't smile anymore. She asked him why he came to visit her.
It's an act. We know, like,
right.
Snap out of it, dude.
But, but the act got those people killed. If he hadn't been doing that, he's thinking...
If he hadn't been so arrogant.
In general, if he had never taken on the role of King Ezekiel, maybe they... I mean, for sure they would not have died then.
Yeah, but then there wouldn't be the kingdom. Wouldn't have brought all these people together in the community. He did do something good.
Like, that's the other
I'm sorry.
Side of it.
This is war. I'm not necessarily... I'm not mad at King Ezekiel, are you? I mean, like,
mad
as far,
at him? No. He just looked like he had realized.
I get the
what
ramifications of what happened. Yeah. I get the personal grief that's going on. Like it's his fault,
right? But
or he sees it that way. But this is war, man. It, like again, I hate to go back to that thing, but this is what when you gathered those people together and put armor on them and gave them all weapons. That was a risk you were taking,
right?
And you got careless.
Yeah.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't... You should have secured the compound before standing out. First of all, if you're at war and you just got done with a battle or whatever it might
never
be...
never stand out
you
in the
standing
of the
out in the open is never a good idea.
So she ends up asking why he came to visit her, and he ends up saying because she makes him feel real. Is this... I mean, is that what I think it means? Like, he's in love with her? Like, is that where this is going?
I think so.
And she acknowledged it by crying.
I didn't really see it up until this point, but yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to be an item.
Okay.
King Ezekiel
and his warrior queen. But she makes him feel real. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be that. Not a fiction. And she goes, you are real.
But she obviously has some sort of feelings because she hasn't let out like emotionally like that in forever, man.
He says she could lead them, and she's like, nah, you inspire them to build this place. If you can't be the king, then do what you do best and play the part. And Carol's no longer bothered that she has to act every day. You know, she's just like, this is just the way it is now. So, I mean, that's basically, we covered the episode. Now, a little bit of viewer feedback here. So, I got this one last week. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm enjoying, it said J&J. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I was just thinking Jay and Jack.
Oh,
yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm enjoying your Walking Dead podcast. I like how you keep the discussion going while not shying away from mentioning the ridiculous aspects. One thing that always has bothered me is how their weapons have endless ammo.
Was it The Walking Dead I was watching? Yeah, it was. Like, somebody was just like, pow, 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 pow. And I'm like, come on, it's a revolver.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's a revolver. Yeah. So that was from Jeff.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, I mean, any other ridiculous aspects, you know, of the show that you can think of? Like,
I mean, like, we're in a day and age where social media... And people on Twitter and just people on the internet are paying attention to fucking details.
Yeah.
See, if you're a content producer, like on that level, you can't fuck shit up like that. People are watching. People are paying attention. They'd be like, yeah, that's a 9mm. It only has, 18 rounds.
No, you need
he
to
shot
count.
23 rounds with that bullet. That's not like people watch that shit. They actually do. Like, I'm not saying that I watch.
I don't
in that
know
detail,
that
unless
they
blatant,
would
like,
really let that change what they would do. But yes, I'm with you on it. Should make sense.
It absolutely should make sense.
It shouldn't
sense.
Be
like
I mean,
we
again, I
get it,
someone might
it's
nitpick,
zombies,
but
we are still grounded in a world that was our world before.
You know what, dude?
It
I'm gonna go
that.
Back to it is a science based everything.
It is, man.
It's not a supernatural thing.
No.
It just feels supernatural because it's something.
See, I don't
back
think anything I don't take I have never looked at this show that way. Just like the discussion we had on our Game of Thrones podcast about the magic and how you had never looked at certain things magically like that, or like to be magical.
Or but levels like this, of magic.
Like this here, I've never looked at it in a scientific manner, or in a religious...
Well, no, not religious. I was just saying that it felt like something... I mean, if you want to say magic, something in that sense is happening, and therefore... Maybe then religion is more plausible.
That I was get, all I no, was meaning, I, yeah. Oh, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. I totally get it, but I've never really looked at it like that. And
but no, see, I think you're right.
But I get, like, you made me see it from another side right there. Like, my whole thing is, like, if that actually happened, there's no way I would believe in any kind of religion or God or anything like that. If that shit was going on in our, like, right now, if we were experiencing the zombie apocalypse,
like, oh, good, this is
there's
everything.
No way that there's, like, God wouldn't even cross my mind at that point.
Okay.
But the way you look at it, like you said, like certain people that are religious would perceive it as the dead rising, people coming from the dead. Like,
everybody would figure, people would say that America is great again. I'm telling you, like, people would figure out a way to say anything, to justify their own beliefs no matter what happens. The same thing happens in the world, and three different groups justify their own bullshit with it.
Yeah.
And say, oh, well, but this aspect of it, you know, that's what people do. They look for their own points of view and figure out ways
and then
to
they
extrapolate
get other people
stuff
to buy
to
in.
Well, but then you just extrapolate the pieces of that, of the thing, the factual thing, you extrapolate little pieces and go, well, this justifies my point of view. So I'm going to pay attention to that and blow that piece up. You know what I mean? It's just, okay, so, hey, guys, big fans, yada, yada. What is your guys' opinion about the possibility that since the backlash AMC got from the Season 7 opener and its brutality, the Glenn and Abraham killing, do you feel like they're toning down on the human non-zombie violence, or on the same side of that coin, do you feel that maybe they shot and edited some scenes particularly carefully in order to not create the same backlash on some scenes? Jerry killing Jeffrey Dahmer. That's better than Barb. He definitely looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. The dude that Jerry cut in half.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was way more Jeffrey Dahmer than Barb.
That was brutal as fuck, man.
Right, but the way they shot it. Like, you didn't see it wide shot. You know what I mean? You saw just like,
I don't know, man.
It split.
There's been some pretty good neck stabs.
Yeah.
Like,
Daryl killing Fat Joey, and do you think this is a bad thing, good thing, or who cares? Like, that's all part of the question.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
Do you feel like they've toned it down?
Yeah, if you really want to get technical.
But because of that, you think, maybe?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Dude, you can never put it past the suits. You know, the people that are in charge of all of this shit.
Right.
Who like, the people that create this content, they have bosses.
Right.
At AMC who tell them yes or no on certain things. They let them get away with a lot, but...
But wouldn't they
like, I don't
be
know,
regretting
like,
it now if they
I
did that?
I don't know,
that?
Man, because, like...
The ratings are as low as it's been.
I was just going to say, if you really want to get technical, like, I would almost say yes, because I'll tell you what, that episode of Walking Dead, that season 7 episode 1,
yeah,
that was about as like gut-wrenching as television as there gets to me. Like,
okay,
I like when he was like gonna make Rick cut off Carl's arm, like, yeah. I mean, like, dude, like, I like stood up, paused the show, and like had to walk around the room and like collect myself because I was not sure if that wasn't going to not happen.
Yeah,
at that point, like, right. They had me believing, like, holy shit, the way this show goes,
but
Carl could be short a fucking eye and a fucking arm.
Right.
Like, this is like how this could be a thing. Like, of course, then it didn't happen. But like,
right,
that was intense shit, man. Like, to me, it toned down after that. Like, I never got that feeling again.
I don't know if it's this. I don't know, man. That wonder makes, you know, the possibility, I think, makes the show so much better. The possibility that shit could happen to Carl. That he could get his arm.
He lost an eye. He lost, I mean, like,
I don't know.
Carl's been through some shit.
I mean, to anybody, like,
he got shot in the fucking eye, man.
I don't know. So have they toned down, in general, the violence on people? I mean, they did just shoot all those people with 50 calibers.
Dude, I was just saying, like, all those people got mowed down out there. They went in
but
to
person
that,
on person.
That
yeah.
compound the, where they pulled up with the never-ending gunfight in the front. Like, right. they killed all kind of people out there.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Now, is he saying, like, graphic violence?
I think
like,
he's
okay, we see somebody shoot somebody,
human
pop, pop, pop.
Human.
You see somebody shoot, he gets killed, blah, blah, blah. Or is he talking about visceral...
I think
knife
that's
to
what
the
he
neck,
meant.
Fucking.
Yeah. I think what he meant is like distressing.
I'll tell you what. If you want that kind of shit, watch the fucking Punisher. That yeah. shit was violent.
Yeah,
as violent as it fucking gets, man.
Yeah,
yeah. There were some fucking stabs, some fucking brutal fucking killings in that night.
Yeah,
yeah. I push in shit like it. You know what I'm saying? Like Oberyn type yeah. shit. It was Ugh. Fucking. That show was excellent.
Yeah,
Punisher's must watch. Must
I mean,
watch
we're
over.
Done with this anyway. So, yeah, I mean, that was from Hayden in England. Thanks for watching all the
yeah,
way
for
over
sure.
in
Thank
England.
You.
Yeah, we'll be back next week to talk more Walking Dead.
More
what,
feedback,
what do
please.
You, what do you, yeah, TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com or this is how to watch TV
Yeah, I enjoy
gmail.com.
Answering the questions and even just opening up new discussion points that right. we maybe not have thought of, you know?
Fuck, what was I just asking you? Oh, yeah, what else do you recommend then that people watch? Any suggestions?
Oh,
You said for, the Punisher?
The Punisher on Netflix was... It is related to the other Netflix Marvel series, Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
Not the
Jones.
Movies? So the
No, that's all related too. Yes, it's all Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay,
it
so
is.
It is part
yes,
of it. They're
absolutely.
Just lesser things?
They're
not
almost,
deserving
dude, it's
of...
almost just like the comic books, man. The comic books were the big... Like, the big comic books were the Avengers, the X-Men... You know, those were the big names. And then there were the lesser names, the little cult followings like The Punisher, Deadpool, characters
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
It's almost just like that. Daredevil is another one. They made those characters, they gave them television shows on Netflix, which is, those blow the ABC ones out of the water. The Agents
Netflix
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
One?
The Netflix ones are Netflix series. They're not ABC series.
So there's cussing?
There's cussing. Not F-bombs per se. Yeah, there's a couple F-bombs in Punisher.
Well,
not,
that sounds like it would
fuck,
be more of a rated
like,
R
not
series.
Like that, but like little... Like, but dude, out of those series, Daredevil season one and season two were good. I yeah. never finished Jessica Jones. It was kind of boring to me. I fell asleep. The Defenders was okay, which was...
did you watch Luke Cage?
I did. Luke Cage was pretty good. Luke Cage, Jessica Jones,
and
Daredevil.
You loved Iron Fist. I remember you saying
no,
that was
Iron
your
Fist
favorite
was
of all of the
that
movies
was,
you've
I don't
ever
know why
seen
I didn't like
shows.
That one. But then The Punisher, man, they really came back strong. I don't know if it's all the same producers or whatever, but the Marvel Netflix cinematic series, The Punisher was fantastic. And dude, Attack on Titan.
I mean, Jesus, we're just in the midst
dude.
Of season two of Attack on Titan, and holy
shit. For fuck's
shit.
Sake, man.
It's so How, like...
It is
I
so
mean,
out of our box. Because it's a Japanese anime show.
I've never watched anime at all, but I mean, seriously, when I brought that over yesterday, but just before the opening credits, we're like, what? Just before the opening credits, I'm not going to spoil anything, but just before the opening credits of the first episode of season two, it's like...
Yeah, I mean,
mind blown. It's craziness. I mean, the show is so good.
That show, like the story,
it's not
it
like
does.
Fun per se.
No, dude,
it's riveting.
It is riveting, and it's got a great story. And it does, like you say, it pushes all the buttons, all the shit that we're looking for in a television show.
Yeah,
like the mystery, the callbacks. You know, attention to
things,
detail,
meaning stuff.
The stuff
yes.
meaning, it really does hit all those buttons for yeah. you know, and for it to be translated from a different language is really good too. Like you know, like they do a good job of making all that shit make sense because different languages and stuff like that, and can be perceived in different ways,
right.
and translated in different ways. Yeah. You know, I mean, like Japanese is an extremely tough language, from what I understand.
Right.
Like so, like I imagine that translation isn't necessarily easy, and they're get to a certain point or a talking point is not the same. So kudos to the translators, you know,
yeah.
because we're watching it in English. I know it's a lot of hardcore anime fans like to watch in Japanese with
I mean,
the subtitles.
I want to blend the two versions together because reading the opening credit lyrics is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's...
But they don't have it in the English version. It doesn't
have
the
again,
subtitles.
I think that comes down to translation. Like, when you read that sentence, like, we wouldn't say things in that
no.
order. But it's just...
It's probably literal translation.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's like the difference between a English... You'd say the White House here, but you in... well, no. You'd say the house is white here.
Right.
But in there, you'd say Casa de, or Blanca Casa, you'd say, or you know,
right,
what I mean?
I get like, what you mean. It's just a different dialect.
Kind of the opposite. Anyway, yeah.
But I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. I mean, really, just check anything that scrubs your buttons or that pushes your buttons. Watch it and suggest it to us. We'd be more than welcome. You know, more than open to.
Yeah,
because what we do is watch TV. So, I mean, like anything. I'm down to watch anything right now. Like you brought that Attack on Titan over, and I'm super.
Like I want to watch it right
like,
now.
I was at work all day today. Like I want to go home and watch Attack on Titan. Like no kidding. Like
yeah, because yeah. I'm definitely gonna start over the whole series now.
I think I want to too because it picks up right where it left off. It's not like some shows where you get like a nice little time jump. Like where have we been for the past?
You have
four
to
months?
Leave. You got to go somewhere, don't you? Yeah. I was gonna say because I want to watch. I'd like to watch the next episode with you if you were gonna watch it. But
I'm gonna go home and watch it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be back next
week.
Oh,
I'm not leaving. Jenna wants to go somewhere. She wants to go watch volleyball. Kenzie play volleyball.
Well, then wait for me.
Okay.
I'll come smoke you out or something. Okay. We'll talk to you next week because. This is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.